And greetings, one and all, once again on Michiana Sports Leader, WSBT, AM and FM, along with Vince Denario. I'm Brian Miller. Matt Embry, our studio engineer, he will keep us updated throughout the ballgame and throughout the night on the U.S. Sidecrafter scoreboard. We are ready for basketball. Coming up, 1-1 Goshen. Mishawaka looking for that first tip, that first basket, that first play of the new high school season. Here's how they'll start out. Ron Heklinski will send C.J. Fisher, 6'1 senior, on the court as one starter. He will be teamed up with number 12, 5'9 fellow 12th grader Grant Jablonski. Another senior, number 22, A.J. Rosebush, will get the starting nod. Dino Donovan Snyder, 5'10 junior, wears number 23. Pretty good guy named Jordan, 23. Let's see how things go for him at point guard tonight. He's a starter, and the man in the middle for the K-Ben, 6'3 senior, Ray Sean White, wears the number 44. So again, the K-Ben combo of starters, C.J. Fisher, Grant Jablonski, A.J. Rosebush, Donovan Snyder, and Ray Sean White. Starting combo for Michael Wolford and the Goshen Redhawks. 5'8 freshman, number 20 is Drew Hogan. 6'2 senior, number 22, Joseph Good. 5'10 senior and starter. Number 24 is Eric Newell. Porter Revere, a 6'5 senior, starts at one forward. And the man in the middle, Brian Robinson, leading scores 15 points per game. He will also jump at center versus fellow number 44, numerical counterparts, will leap at the center circle. Caveman in the home white with the maroon trim. Redhawks. The road dark grays with the red, white, and black trim, and we are ready for basketball. White controls the tip, but it's controlled in the backcourt by Goshen and Joe Good, and we're underway. Caveman will look like a little stretching zone maybe on the defense. Let's watch it rotate. Actually, it will be a man-to-man. Right corner pass now down on the baseline. Turnaround reverse layup is good by Revere. And Goshen with a quick ball movement right to left side and inside. They lead things 2-0.
Yeah, what a nice little reverse layup there for the first points of the home season for Mishawaka.
Jablonski, deep right side to A.J. Rosebush. Top of the circle, now the catch and shoot three. Donovan Snyder, bingo! First shot hits the bottom of the bucket. 3-2, K-Ben. Dino Snyder with the trade. Quickly across the right side. Hogan, the freshman, puts on the brakes at the dribble. Lobs outside, intercepted away from Robinson. Stolen. Rosebush dribbles, drives, gets a bump and a foul before the shot. And our first whistle and foul of the ball game. A veteran men crew, male crew in stripes tonight, the men in stripes. Mr. Tom Wells, Mr. Bob Schellinger, and Mr. Chuck Henry. This is a great officiating crew. Hike, lob out topside after the Goshen common foul. Left side, Rosebush goes to the center floor. Now to the right side, they'll reverse it. Jablonski and Rosebush travel with it. Got the feet moving before the basketball turnover. Caveman back to the visitors. Goshen, we're a minute three in, and the Caveman lead 3-2.
A pretty good pace of play right now. I was a little surprised. I figured we'd be more half-court sets and things like that, but I'd say pretty good pace of play right now.
Hogan with Newell getting a high dribble but retains and saves the possession. Out to Hogan now. Redskins, or try again, Red Hawks go left to right as we describe it. Old habits die hard, guys. Robinson, right side. Three ball, launched and scored.
That was a pretty nice shot, and when you're 6'4", yeah, it's pretty easy to go up and over the defense, and he did just that.
Not sure they expected that. Dribble drive in the lane. White gets a bump, gets hacked, gets fouled, but they say he traveled with the basketball prior to the contact. So possession on the second K-Band turnover goes back to the Redhawks, who lead at 5-3.
Guys are watching too much NBA. Took that NBA extra step right there, but he did get hacked, but it was after the travel.
So it's okay to say this is not TNT, this is not the NBA, and here we go. With White belting up off to the foul side left. It is Robinson now dribbling across the far left side. Newell on the wing. Top side. Gives it away. Good. Shoots. Fires. Misses. Rebound. Caveman and Fisher. CJ controls. Outlet to AJ Rosebush. Rosebush in the right corner. Goes to Snyder. He'll dribble, penetrate. Nothing there. Left corner, Fisher. Finds Jablonski. Top of the circle now, and we've got an illegal screen set out high on the top side by CJ Fisher using his physicality from football,
yep,
for that penalty and foul.
Well, and if it's anything like last year when C.J. Fisher's on the court, he will take advantage of all of his minutes and all of his fouls, that is for sure.
Inbounds, Redhawks leading by two. Mighty collision back under the basket as two players fall down. I think somewhat of disbelief was Joseph Good for Goshen, and he kind of froze when the two players collided and then didn't get the inbounds in time. So a five-second violation gives it back to Mishawaka. Jablonski will trigger the inbounds. Baseline left. Lob center flow to C.J. Fisher. Fisher now to Snyder. Snyder hash mark right side, right on the caveman logo across the way. Now top of the circle. Dribble drive. Jablonski looks in. Nothing there. Out to Rosebush. Back top side to Fisher. Now Fisher to Snyder. Dribbles. Shoots. Pop up 15-footer. No. Rebound Fisher. Taps. Saved on the line by Robinson. But then he stepped out of bounds with it as he tried to turn, spin, and jump past it to someone. So possession retained by Mishawaka, trailing by two. Brad Jablonski will trigger the inbounds for the cavemen. Dressed to their home whites with the maroon and black trim. Center floor, it is White in the circle. Back to Fisher, right side now to Snyder. Donovan Snyder on the dribble to the left side, right in front of us now. We're right behind the Goshen bench down courtside. Couple of rows up off the floor. Great vantage point here from the cave. Left wing three, missed by Jablonski. Rebound to the crowd. C-Bage Fisher gets away with a bump and a foul. No whistle. Outlet pass quickly good to the baseline. He bumped and fouled. Throws it up. It goes in. But the foul whistled before the shot. Goshen really good at getting out in transition on that last possession. And it's going to be a foul, common foul, they say. Out of bounds. Substitution. Freshman Caleb Williams enters for Ron Heklinski. His first substitution for C.J. Fisher. And the foul again. Against the cavemen, Donovan Snyder, his first team second. Inbounds now, Redhawks. Left corner, catching, shooting, Newell, three, missing, rebound to the strong side. Pulled down by the cavemen and Jablonski. He'll run it across the equator, off here to the left side. Gives it up, down to Williams. Dribble penetrates, nothing there. Williams back out center floor to Snyder, to Jablonski in the corner, nothing there. Back center floor to Caleb Williams, again the freshman just off the bench. Williams, deep left side goes to White, center court. Now Rosebush, deep right wing. Very patient against the Goshen man-to-man defense. Baseline, good move. Jablonski strong against the defender up and in. Took it right in Revere and put it up and in. Jablonski's got two and the K-Ben tied at five.
Oh, what a great move by Grant Jablonski. Just taking it right to the rack and finishing strong with contact.
Substitution, Mishawaka. Nick Hoopengarner, 6'3 junior, will sub in. And get a breather for Rayshawn White. 4:25 first quarter. We're not at 5-5. Backcourt inbound to the Skins. Caveman bellying up man-to-man on the defense. A little full court pressure right now. Trying to pick up that tempo just a bit, if you will. Across the way, Williams. Plays the continued man-to-man. Right side, Newell. Reverse skip pass, Robinson. Catching. Shooting. Three ball missing. Rebound, Mishawaka and Hoopengarner. He'll outlet it to Rosebush. A.J. through the center circle. Looking right, dribbling left, goes through a crowd. Ball knocked away, retained, flips it to Jablonski. He'll throw in the three and gets it. Five for Jablonski, came in by three.
And what a great job kicking out to the wide open Jablonski for the corner three, knocking it down for the three-point lead.
Goshen will burn a timeout. 3:54 to go, first period of play here from the cave at Mishawaka High School. 30-second timeout. We're back after this. It's high school basketball on WSBT. Back to Vince DiNario. I'm Brian Miller. After the Goshen timeout, cavemen by three. That was an early timeout by the Redhawks.
Well, and I don't blame them. You want to get this team settled down a little bit, especially after a big wide open three like that. You know there was a bit of a defensive breakdown.
So Joe Good along with Drew Hogan, the freshman, will work it up the floor. Hogan with it across the left side. Deep to the left point now, Eric Newell. Newell top of the circle. Dribble drive, Robinson gets the ball. Knocked away from behind. Stolen by Mishawaka. Williams, they'll go coast to coast strong with the left hand up and in. The steal, the score. Caleb Williams' first two varsity points. And Mishawaka's up 2-1 special. It's 10-5, K-Ben.
That was quite the athletic move by the freshman, too. I mean, you can tell by his strides. He is an athlete.
Newell jump pass to the right corner, and the ball deflected by a couple Mishawaka defenders. Intended down on the block area, right side for Porter Revere, but knocked out of bounds. Bob Schellinger will set the inbounds. Oh, nice steal try by Jablonski. He stepped out of bounds, hoping the official give him the basketball, but instead, Goshen ball. And the inbounds comes to the freshman, Hogan. Hash mark right side. Reverses it back to the right corner to Good. Back out to Hogan. Deep left point now to Austin Kane, who's just checked in. Reverse skip pass, left to right side. The catch, the jump pass into Hogan. Hogan turns, spins, draws a double team against the K-Man man-to-man. Now Good. Dribbles left point. Gets with a little push off of the right hand. Gives to Robinson. Robinson back out center floor, trying to penetrate. K-Man playing good defense. Dribbling through a crowd. Hogan found an opening. Dribbles to the wing. Outside. Gives it. Robinson hands it. Good. Shoots. Misses. Rebound K-Man. 2:40, or check that, yes, 2:44 to play. First quarter, 10-5, K-Man. Jump pass, and the jump shot, left point on the run. Missed by Williams for the K-Man. Rebound, Goshen. Here come the Skins. Up the floor, little jump pass. Hogan, left corner, three balls, good by Kane. And we got a foul underneath. Let's see if they're going to count the basket. I do believe it is good. Yep. So the foul on the K-Man on Jablonski, the three ball by Kane is good. Cuts the 5-point lead down to two. And a couple of substitutions. Bishop Walker brings Kyle Sears, 5'7 senior, into the combination. And Goshen will also go to the bench with a substitution with number five, Zach Barker. Inbounds and then the dribble drive left side by Revere. And his reverse bounce pass is knocked out of bounds. So possession back to Goshen, trailing by two.
Four for 20.
And we hear the check. You like that? That's what the crowd mic's good for.
That was fantastic.
That was Ryan Harmelink's radio debut right there. Go ahead, four, you're in. Possession, Red Hawks. Deep right point, Kane with it. Works it inside against Williams. Bounce pass, good feet. Little double pump jumper, Revere up and good. He's got four, and we're not at 10-10.
And you're right. What a great inlet pass right there for the easy two-point layup.
Off to the far right side now. It is Williams. Williams will act as a point now, dribbling back out top side with the basketball. Center floor. It is Donovan Snyder. Works it that way with a left-handed dribble. Center floor. Rosebush, left side, Williams. He tries to dribble penetrate. Goshen really sagging off of their man-to-man, blocking out that dribble penetration. Sears, double team, pitches inside. Jumpers up and good, but wipe it out. Hoopengarner called for the player control foul. No basket. And Hoopengarner called for foul number one on his night.
Well, you know, and that's a tough call, but he did drop his shoulder, and he got right into the chest of the Goshen defender and made it a pretty easy call for the official.
Brady, I'll check that. Bray Sean White, not Brady Sean, but is Bray Sean, checks in. 100 ticks to go, first quarter play, not at 10 all. K-Men are going to go to the bench also with Devon Parker in the next dead ball opportunity. Bounce pass, long one by Kane, tries to thread the needle, ball intercepted by the K-Men. Kyle Sears with the interception. Sears to the center circle, works it off to the right side. K-Men going right to left, shooting at the south basket here at the K. Deep to the left side, Donovan Snyder. Hook pass out to the top to White. White lobbing the paint, triple team to C.J. Fisher. He's bumped and he's fouled, and it'll be a common foul.
Well, going back to that steal, man, what a great job by C.J. Fisher, literally diving parallel to the ground to bump that ball away, get into the hands of Sears, and then he goes down on the other end, triple teamed in the paint. They still pass it down to him. He's able to draw the foul. Great job on both ends of the floor by C.J. Fisher.
Substitution, Joe Good returns for Goshen. Bryant Robinson, the big man, will get a breather here with a minute, 10 seconds before the quarter break, and we're not at 10. Inbounds, K-Ben, they work it right side to Williams. Center floor to C.J. Fisher, and then a turnover, Mishawaka. The pass went Fisher to Devon Parker. Parker mishandled it right in front of the Goshen bench and bobbled it out of bounds. Turnover goes to Goshen.
Now these all brand new, super white lines on the floor. Made that another easy call for the officials.
Backcourt, Harmeling. The junior works against the defense man-to-man of Sears. Center floor, Barker, right corner, lob inside, good feed, Revere, strong to the basket, put up, no, rebound, tap up, and a foul. Bodies flying everywhere. And a foul inside, I believe, on the K-Men defensively. 44 ticks, first quarter. And number 10, that'll be C.J. Fisher. C.J. gets number two. He's probably going to see some fine time. And A.J. Rosebush returns to the floor. 44 ticks here in the first quarter of play. Action packed here on opening night for high school boys basketball, the 2018-19 season for Mishawaka High School. Deep left corner, jump pass, good feeds inside, good feed there to Revere, but a bumping foul defensively on Rayshawn White and the caveman. Bob Schellinger will come to the center stage area and report the whistle and foul. That'll be White's first, team sixth. Goshen only whistled for two fouls so far. Inbounds back under the basket. Revere forced up the shot, no good. The air ball missed, rebound Mishawaka. Sears controls it in the forecourt now. Parker, deep right side. Goshen kind of sagging off, almost looking like a zone at times, and they'll match it up into the man-to-man. Rose Bush, center floor. Works it left, works it right. Hash mark right side. Now backs it out there to the center stripe. Rose Bush still against the defender, his numerical counterpart, Joe Good. We are down to 10 seconds. K-Ben obviously going for the final shot here to try to break this 10-all tie. Rose Bush penetrates, double team, turns, spins, forces up a jumper, no. Rebound, Revere, loose ball picked up, thrown up and in, but they're going to say no basket as the horn is sounded. The shot by Parker went in, but they say after the buzzer. So we're through 8 minutes of basketball. High school basketball season opener. We got a good one. Mishawaka 10, Goshen 10. This is Indiana High School Basketball, powered by Midland Engineering, with the Mishawaka Caveman here on WSBT. We turn the page to quarter number two. Along with Vince Denario, I'm Brian Miller. A couple of updates for you on the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard. End of one period of play over at Northside Gym and Elkhart. In the battle for bragging rights in that city, Memorial and Central tied 15-15. After one, Plymouth on the road leading Adams 12-11. And on the road, Warsaw trailing Homestead in the midst of the first quarter 16-9. Here we're not at 10-10. 8 minutes to the books. Vince, your thoughts?
You know what? I really like the way Mishawaka's playing. They're playing very aggressive defensively. They're getting some nice open looks. And they're not afraid to get in there and mix it up and get physical on both ends of the floor.
Hoopengarner, Rosebush, Snyder, Jablonski, and Parker make up the K-Man combination. They work it down inside. Running jumper put up no good. Missed by Snyder. Rebounded by Goshen. They'll bring it quickly forecourt. Baseline left move up good. Joe Good with the bucket, but they're going to wipe it out on a player control foul. Grant Jablonski paid the price as he got ran into by the dribble drive. Offensive player control. It will be on, actually, Bryant Robinson.
That's a, I think they're calling it on the wrong wrong player.
And they are going, this is a correctable moment.
No bad.
Correction.
Offensive foul.
Okay. All right. Don't you love our crowd, Mike? We're right there.
Fantastic.
We're hearing it all. So we have a player control foul on Joseph Good.
That's right.
Not on Bryant Robinson.
That's right.
Despite what? The official first whistle. So possession goes back to Mishawaka. 9 out of 10. We're just underway here in period two. Off to the far right side, outside the arc area, is Donovan Snyder. Center floor, Jablonski swings it left corner. It is Parker with it now, dribbling out center floor. Center court, Hoopengarner. Hoop gives it up to Snyder. Snyder on the dribble penetration, stops, hands it away. Parker, high dribble, and there's a carry. Turnover, caveman. Red Hawk ball in substitution. C.J. Fisher, although with two fouls, will check back in for Ron Heklinski.
That's just, to me, that's an inexperienced turnover right there. I mean, you get too excited, you get your hand over the top of the ball like that. It's just inexperience, and that'll be cleaned up as we move forward.
Hey, I'm excited. It's opening night. Imagine what he feels like. He's on the court.
Exactly.
Substitution, Zach Barker returns to the combo for the Skins, or for the Red Hawks. My apologies. Old habits really do die hard.
Man, you're not kidding.
Bontrager Singer with it on the wing left. Feeds inside Robinson. Got 1, 2, 3 defenders around. Ball knocked away. He'll save it. Retain it back out right corner. Kane, center court, down to Robinson. Robinson with it in the corner. Kane, dribble penetration. Left hand, pull up, 8-footer. Rimming, no. Rebound, Bontrager Singer, up, no. Ball knocked away down at the floor, knee area. And Donovan Snyder on the steal.
It was good hands there to get down low when he brought the ball down. Mishawaka, defender, was able to get in there and swipe that ball away for the turnover.
Now Parker with some nifty looking maroon shoes works at the right corner, gives to Fisher, top side jumper, three, no. Rebound, Poopengunner tries to reach in over top of the defender who really had a good job of checking things off, Drew Hogan, the freshman. It'll be a K-Ben foul. Nick Poopengunner, his second according to my stats and to the scoreboard, and the team seventh, so we'll be in the bonus the rest of the half. 6-12 first quarter. We're not at 10-10. That was our quarter break score, and all kinds of substitutions. Alex Boggs gets his first look for the K-Men. He'll sub in for Poopengunner again, who has two fouls. And Goshen also with Porter Revere back into the combination. And the free throw, front end of the 1-on-1 by Hogan, is no good. And the rebound of the K-Men at 6:05 to play first half of action. Now Jablonski dribbles left to right, back to the top. Reverses it back out center floor and finds Zenneman Snyder deep to the right point. Well outside the arc, gets a screen from White. Dribble drive, nothing there. Gives it up to Parker. Parker on the wing, foul on extension left. He'll dribble back out center floor. K-Men showing some patience. Be very deliberate in their offensive set right now. Jablonski outside. Parker, three ball, light it up. The sophomores, first three varsity points of the season, 13-10, K-Men by three.
Good ball movement there by the K-Men to find a wide open Parker.
Hogan, center court against Snyder on the defensive possession, and bounce pass deflected out of bounds by Devon Parker. He hit the three a minute ago and then played good defense after the play. Inbounds, Goshen. Now White with a little bit of a hip check on Robinson as he caught at the backcourt, but no blood, no foul. Dribble drive, Drew Hogan. I like the freshman. He's good.
Yeah, I do
Hogan,
too.
Jump pass, back, down inside, turnaround jumper, missed by Goshen, missed by Robinson. Tap that Robinson, no, rebound came in. Here comes Parker now, right to left. Parker in the corner, scoop pass, Jablonski, walk up. Great pass, but just a too many footsteps before the dribble.
Well, again, I think that's just overexcitement. You know, he gets the ball real quick. He wants to drive to the lane. He ends up taking too many steps before the ball hits the hardwood.
Possession Red Hawks. So there's a blocking foul. Devon Parker just simply a little out of control on the defensive side, trying to belly up on the defense. And Devon Parker will pick up foul number one. Team's eight. 1-1 for the freshman Drew Hogan, who is 0-1 tonight. Missed a free throw. Couple of possessions ago, he'll toss the first of his opportunities up and good. He'll get one more. His first point of the game. He averages 7.5. Goshen game three on their season. One up, one down. Losing to Fairfield, beating Elkhart Central. K-Men opening night, 0-0. And right now they nurse a 1-point lead with 5 minutes to play before halftime. Across the way, left side. Alex Boggs with it. Off left side to Parker. Parker outside. Jablonski, three, missed, rebound Hawks. Here comes Goshen. Newell runs up the floor, dishes left side, layup Robinson and a foul. Some huge, huge bodies colliding down on the inside.
And I tell you what, you said earlier, no blood, no foul. I like the physical play personally, and neither one of these teams is nervous or hesitant to get in the way of the other guy. I really like it.
K-Man foul, Donovan Snyder, his second, team's ninth. 1-1 for Bryant Robinson. Free throw number one is up and no good. Too strong off the back iron. K-Man sub, Caleb Williams, a freshman, back in. Donovan Snyder will take a chair, hoping to avoid a third foul before the intermission. And speaking of halftime, our halftime report coming up from the Mishawaka Education Foundation. Across the way now, it is Caleb Williams. Center floor. Williams to Jablonski. Deep left point. Feeds it inside. Oh, boy, an opening there for Williams, but opted not to shoot. Dribbles it back outside. Now Jablonski. 4:20 to go before half. K-Men 13, Goshen 12, our score. Foul line extension. Right baseline, dribble drive, and a foul. Push off the ball. And ultimately a reach in on the dribble drive by Devon Parker. Goshen foul on Eric Newell. And that is Newell's first foul, according to my numbers. Fourth of the team.
That is correct.
Inbounds trigger. Jablonski catching, shooting, missing badly off the window. Too strong and a rebound. Quite a collision and a foul inside on the caveman. And that'll be Devon Parker's second foul here of this second quarter. Just a reminder, tonight's first quarter in action all season long, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, 20 years of home mortgage and refinancing loan experience serving you. That's Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, proud to support high school sports, Mishawaka caveman style here on WSBT. Substitution. Raheem Brayton gets his first look. He'll sub in, so both coaches going deep into their benches here on this November 30th night. Second free throw, swish. Couple of free throws tie and now give the lead to the Goshen Redhawks. Eric Newell with the honors on the tie and the lead at 4 minutes before half. And a walk, which I can call from out here, on Brayshawn White.
It's nice when it's turtle obvious to all of us, isn't it?
44. And A.J. Rosebush will sub back in for the caveman. White will take a chair. And the inbounds triggered by the visiting Redhawks of Goshen High. Backcourt it does come to Hogan. Hogan a little shy of the timeline there. Now dribbles across in the forecourt. Right point, bounce pass to Barker. Barker center court, finds Robinson. Robinson against the man-to-man. Dribbles, turns, spins, forces up the line drive. Defender right on his hip. Missed. Rebound, Newell. Strong move. Puts it outside. Kane shot. Up, no, rebound. Robinson on the weak side up and in. Good recycled field goal for Bryant Robinson. He averages 15. He has 5. And it's 16-13. Red Hawks back to a three-point lead. Deep left point now. It is Brayton. Center floor. Now swinging it right side to Jablonski. Jablonski with it for the caveman. Right side to Bogg. Bogg center floor to A.J. Rosebush. Rosebush backs up with a right-handed dribble. Now flips it on the floor. A little bouncer to Jablonski. Ron Heklinski asks once, twice, and thrice for a timeout. And he'll get the timeout. 3 minutes exactly before the break. Caveman timeout. 30-second break. We're back after this. Goshen leads the Caveman 16-13. It's Indiana High School basketball. Powered by Midland Engineering on WSBT. From WSBT, the sports leader on the U.S. Sign Grafter scoreboard. Halftime score from, well, a few miles away from here. Warsaw hit the road from Kosciuszko County down to Allen County. Homestead. Spartans lead the Tigers to the break 27-20. Last report and a 1 Memorial and Central in the Longfellow game at Northside Gym. 9-15 all. Of course, that's Memorial, the next opponent for these Mishawaka cavemen on Wednesday night, a makeup from Thanksgiving Eve's cancellation. After the Ron Heklinski timeout, Brayton and the K-Men settled up. Brayton with a deep left wing. Nothing there. Set it for to Rosebush. Still tried the dribble penetration. K-Men has showed some good patience at times, and other times maybe a little too excited. Turning, spinning. Brayton throwing up a rainbow shot up and good. I was almost going to say out of control, turning, spinning move with the right hand, but boy, that was a sweet, soft shot.
That was beautiful. Got up and over everybody in the lane, able to drain that too.
High arcing shot.
Yeah, if he can do that on a consistent basis, he's going to be real dangerous.
16-15, Goshen by one with possession. 2:12 before half. It is Barker, deep left corner, gives it up. Three ball launch missed by Newell, rebounded by Mishawaka. Rosebush dribbles forecourt, gives to Brayton. Throws up the three. Deep left point. No. Rebound weak side. Comes out of Goshen. Here comes Newell. He'll run the break. Off right side. Long bounce pass to Revere. Up and good. Great awareness by Eric Newell. He gets the assist. 6 points for Revere, and it's 18-15 Goshen.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Revere has been doing a great job of getting open underneath on the block and just being able to position his body so he is between the basket and his man, which is not good for the offense, or for the defense, excuse me.
Brayton out left side now, looking for some help for the caveman. Center floor, Kyle Sears again. Sears, left side, Rosebush, dribbles, drives, strong off the glass, up and good. Great job of taking with the right hand to the left side and using the body to screen the defender. A.J. Rosebush's first field goal, he averaged 4 a year ago per contest. Against full court, backcourt Mishawaka pressure. They're getting after it defensively. And a lob pass right in front of Ron Heklinski, who was playing great man-to-man defense. That'll bring a laughter moment, laughing moment for Heck, and also official in stripes, Chuck Henry.
Well, I think Coach Oklinski made that call before anybody else in the gym.
I think he also gets the defensive point right there for the turnover. He was playing belly-to-belly, man-to-man, out of bounds. 1 minute, first half. 18-17, Goshen, caveman ball. Shooting as we work it here, the caveman right to left in this first half. Top side, catch, bobble, dribble, shoot, and score. A two-pointer for Caleb Williams to flip-flop the lead back to Mishawaka in 1918, and then the ball got away on the inbounds, which allows an opportunity substitution. Joseph Good returns for the Redskins, or Red Hawks, rather. My apologies. I know I'm going to offend someone in Goshen. My apologies. Old habits die hard. And I know some folks will say, well, we changed our name 3 seasons ago. I've done a lot of Goshen games, but not very many recently.
Yeah, exactly.
Spent a lot of years in Elkhart County, and it was always the other nickname. Eric Newell in the forecourt for Goshen. Michael Wolford shouting instructions off to her left from the coach's box area at the Goshen bench. 22 seconds. Here in the first half, 19-18. Goshen trailing by one with possession. Hogan. Waiting. Now he'll dribble attack. Left corner. Robinson. Shakes. Big. Dribbles. Pull up. 12-footer. No good. Rebound. High off the floor and saved from out of bounds by Good. And he threw a prayer that went towards the basket, hit the side of the window, and that's where the half expires. 16 minutes of basketball in the books. We're certainly being entertained. After a 10-10 tie after one, we've got a 19-18 count after two. At the break, halftime here from WSBT. At the break, Mishawaka 19, Goshen 18. That's our score. Stay tuned. Our halftime report presented by the Mishawaka Education Foundation is coming up next with Vince Denario. I'm Brian Miller, subbing in for the vacationing Sean Stiers. We'll take this timeout. When we come back, we'll check in with Matt Embry on the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard, and we've got a very interesting topic to talk about from a former caveman wishing the best to the current caveman. We'll talk about that topic and more coming up in our halftime report from WSBT Radio. Again at the break, Mishawaka 19, Goshen 18. High school boys basketball opening night is yours at WSBT. Quarter number three. Along with Vince Denario, I'm Brian Miller. Second half getting ready with the alternate possession arrow to the visitors from Goshen. They'll get the opening possession. Trailing by one. But the thoughts of Craig Heatherly certainly taking an important part of our halftime report brought to you by the Mishawaka Education Foundation. Before we start the third quarter, a couple of scores on the U.S. Sidecrafter scoreboard. After one, Southwood Riley on the home court leads Northridge 24-14. Also, after one, Southwood Washington at LaPorte, they lead the Slicers 13-9. Vince, your thoughts on the first half? And maybe any numbers you'd like to share.
Well, I tell you what, I've been really, really impressed with what Mishawaka has done. I mean, some of the guys that we don't know very well, and we're calling their names for the first time in varsity action, I think it really stepped up their game. I really like what Caleb Williams did. He showed his athleticism and what he can potentially be on the floor. I really like what Raheem Brayton brought to the game. Just the physicality of C.J. Fisher, Grant Jablonski. I mean, I've been really impressed with the Cavemen so far.
The possession there to Goshen, they work it down on the inside, and a each inside defensive blocking foul on the floor before the shot on Grant Jablonski for the Cavemen. He thought it was a shooting foul, he being Bryant Robinson, who leads Goshen with 15 points per game, had 5 in the first half. Porter Rivera had 6. The 2 leading scores for the Skins. Down on the baseline right. Turnaround jumper. Good. Shot blocked by White. Rebounded by the caveman. Here comes Snyder. Snyder with a scramble. Down inside. Good feed to C.J. Fisher. Shot put up. Blocked by Rivera. Inside. A couple bouncing bodies off one another. And then the ball with possession to the caveman.
Yep,
no, actually Goshen. They stepped out of bounds with it. So possession to the caveman. Leading by 1. Just underway third quarter. Jablonski on the inbounds will find A.J. Rosebush. Cavemen now shooting at the North basket here at the Cave, going left to right as we describe it. Rosebush fakes right, goes left on the wing, cut off defensively to Fisher. Fisher right hash mark, goes to Jablonski. He'll dribble penetrate, gives it up to Snyder. Snyder to Jablonski, now to Rosebush. 7:20 here in our first half, or rather third quarter, I should say. Fisher, left point, inside Robinson, pills up on the defense against White. As number 44 collide, there's a reach in foul by Goshen, and it will be on number 22. That will be Joseph Good, and that will be his third. His third, team's first of the half.
Well, I was wondering if they were going to give Mishawaka some free throws on that one, because he kind of threw the ball up as he was getting fouled, but the referees didn't take the bait on that one.
Jablonski high lob in the paint. Rosebush catches, shoots over top the up stretch defender. The ball rolls off the rim, no good, but a foul on the play. And this one will be on Goshen's Bryant Robinson. His first, team second of the half. 51 seconds into our third quarter, and the Caveman lead still 19-18. Inside, pass, left wing, three ball launch, missed by Fisher. Rebound deflected out of the hands of Robinson, saved by the Caveman. Outlets to Fisher, he'll try the three. Down, tapped up on the alley-oop try by White on the tip drill, no, and then a foul after the miss. And the whistle and foul against the Caveman. Tom Wells will walk near to the scores table and report the foul on A.J. Rosebush. His first, team second. Substitution, C.J. Fisher gets a breather. Caleb Williams, the freshman, checks back in for Ron Heklinski in the Caveman. Inbounds, ball deflected out of hands of Revere, and then a collision after the ball was deflected, but it went back out of bounds to the Redhawks.
Not as great defense there by White, hustling there and getting in the way, getting the passing lane of that inbound play. Unfortunately, still sticks with the Redhawks.
Inbounds, Goshen, and Hogan, the freshman, runs it across from right to left. Hogan works it out, hash mark right side, now it's out of the top of the circles. Bounce pass right wing to Good outside the arc. Defended there by Williams for Mishawaka. Center floor, Newell. Fakes, dribbles right, turns, spins left. Outside of the wing now, Hogan. Foul line extension on that left side. Double team. Robinson back outside. They'll give it up. Three ball by Good is good. That's a little redundant. Joe Good's got his first points. 21-19, Skid's lead, or Hawks' lead, is two. Rosebush, dribble drive, throws up a prayer as he falls down. No good. Air ball rebound up and in by White for the Caveman. That's just being in the right place at the right time. We're not at 21.
Absolutely. It was a good rebound by White. And Rosebush was looking for the foul. And in the meantime, White was able to put back the two-pointer.
And a bounce pass goes past the intended receiver. Loose ball steal. And Jablonski on the uncontested layup is good. He's got a 7-point to lead the Caveman. And they lead it by 2, 23-21. Backcourt now again. Hogan, the freshman. Playing the point. Brings it across from right to left. Outside pass. Right wing. No! Bury the three-pointer, and Goshen after the tray will call the Red Hawk timeout.
A heck of an answer there by Goshen, coming right down after two great plays, in my opinion, by Mishawaka. Not fazed at all, and Goshen able to take a one-point lead.
Timeout, third quarter, brought to you by Rossini Pizza. Carry out your pride to bring home Lincoln Way East of Mishawaka across from Bigger School. 24-23, Goshen leading Mishawaka. We break for this timeout. 30-second break is yours on WBSBT. A couple of updates for you now on the U.S. Sign Crafter scoreboard here from the sports leader, WSBT. Halftime tally over on the south side of South Bend, the Riley Wildcats at home against Northridge. The Cats lead the Raiders 43-33. Again, that game is at halftime. Speaking of halftime, a little more of a defensive struggle down south. Wallace and Manchester United 17-17. Timeout after the three by Goshen. Taken there by third-year head coach Michael Wolford after the three-pointer by Joe Good. It was good, and it's 24-23 now. Possession to the Cavemen. Dino, Donovan Snyder works it from left to right. Off to the foul line extension left, dribbles back to the top. And then off the ball, we've got a collision, or we have a bloody nose, possibly.
Yep.
So they will tend to Austin Kane. A couple trainers, and now even head coach Michael Wolford will sprint out with a towel. And they're most likely going to have to sub him out of the contest here at 5:20, third quarter.
It looks like Eric Newell is going to come in back into the ball game in his place.
He was playing pretty well, just getting that extra breather, but he will sub back in here. 24-23, Goshen on the road with the lead. They're 1-1 on the season. Skins' next action will be on December the 8th, a week from tomorrow evening, when they travel to South Bend St. Joe to take on the Indians. And then they're next in action December 11th. They get South Bend Clay, and then they get into their Northern Lakes Conference schedule December 15th in Middlebury against rival North Ridge.
Looks like they're going to need to get the mop out and a little disinfectant. I think there's a little bit of blood on the brand new floor.
That was not in the plan.
No, it was not, sir.
So we have a delay in action. Obviously an injury timeout, but we will take a break. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Our score, Goshen 24, Mishawaka 23. We break for this. Indiana High School boys basketball, Mishawaka K-Band style, powered by Midland Engineering. Back after this on WSBT.
Hi, sports fans. This is Marianne Herendeen from Hearth and Home. We have been helping people stay warm since 1977. Vermont Castings, Heat and Glow, Heat-O-Lator, and Quadrifire are the best brands of stoves, fireplace, and inserts. They have stood the test of time, and they have kept up with them. Stop in soon and let Hearth and Home keep you cozy with a Vermont Castings, Heat and Glow, Heat-O-Lator, or Quadrifire product. Visit us on the web at hearthandhome-sb.com or call 574-272-3030.
Proper disposal and the blood pathogens video that all of us have to watch in the school corporations
right.
Now, the proper techniques in place.
Now what you need is a wrestling coach out here. They deal with the disinfecting of the blood and everything all the time. That's no problem for those guys.
The injured Goshen Redhawk player, Austin Kane, raced off to the locker room and they will tend to him. Meanwhile, the maintenance authorities here at Mishawaka High School will finish up under the watchful eye of Assistant Athletic Director and former boys basketball coach Ryan Watson. I think we're ready to go. I believe that was a lot shorter than a rain delay in softball, believe me. And the tarp. Inbounds. Goshen on defense, going man-to-man. Caveman working the offense with Donovan Snyder at the point. Top of the circle, kind of a stack offensive look with two bodies on each side of the lane. Hard bounce pass in the paint. Jablonski, turnaround jumper's good. Jablonski worked off the screen left to right, and he nails his ninth point. He averaged two per contest a year ago, and the K-Band regained the seesaw affair combo with a lead of their own at 25-24.
I really like that play, too. A lot of
inside reverse layup, turning, spinning, running, jumping, missing Robinson for Goshen. Rebound, K-Band. Here comes the freshman Williams. Dribbles to the right corner. Gives it up. Jablonski launches a three. No. Rebound chased down, but as the ball was touched on the save attempt by Mishawaka, Caleb Williams was just touching the end line and the end zone out of bounds. So possession goes back to the visitors from Goshen at 4:36, third quarter. The all-animated Ron Heklitsky up off the bench. And the inbounds to the Redhawks in their backcourt. Eric Newell, who had a breather a few moments ago, back in there. We'll give it to Good, deep to the right point. Good on the right block. Finds Robinson back to the basket. Turn, spin, jump pass, left corner. Dribble drive. Newell strong to the hole. Put it up, no. Blocked by Williams. Rebound came in. Williams up the floor. Finds Jablonski, and then Jablonski crashes into the defender, Robinson. And a good call. Tom Wells, the outside official, saying that the defender was not set.
Well, I think it's a great call because he wasn't set. He slid right underneath, and it was a good drive by Jablonski. He's been shooting threes and kind of get that little head fake and then drive down the baseline, and I don't think they were ready for that drive.
Inbounds, K-Man right wing, Rosebush. Center floor now finds the freshman, Caleb Williams. Williams looks right, goes left again to Jablonski. 4:04, third quarter. K-Man lead by one with the basketball. Right corner, catch and shoot! Three ball, right and down for the freshman. Williams, his seventh point.
I'm telling you, Brian, I'm really excited about number 13 in white. Caleb Williams is going to be, if he continues on this path, I think he's going to be fun to watch this year.
Bounce pass right side, and speaking to Williams, he knocks it away. from Joe Good, the intended receiver, that bounce pass. And with that, two substitutions for the Red Hawks. Drew Hogan returns to the combination. Also number five, Zach Barker, 6'4 junior. 28-24, K-Bend by four. Their largest lead has been five, back when it was 10-5. Hogan, hash mark right side. Looks down to the baseline, nothing there. Dribble center floor. Gives it up on the scoop pass to Newell. Newell left of the lane. Back to the basket. Double team. It is Robinson. Turns, spins, throws up a prayer, and he goes in.
Wow, what a play. What a play by Robinson. He was in the air. I think he double clutched while he was in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, well defended. Just, you got to give it up. That was a great shot.
Wow, his seventh point, 28-26. K-Man lead cut to two. Outside left wing. Thinking about the three. Dribbling inside the arc. Williams left point. Gives it up. Baseline strong move. Snyder falls down, going up for the shot. Off the window, too strong. Rebounded by Hogan. The freshman races to the forecourt. Topside, Robinson catches, fires a triple. Up no, and a foul underneath the basket. It's either going to be Hoopin, Garner, or Revere. Let's wait and see. The official call is going to be on the cavemen. And Nick Hoopin, Garner, his third. Substitution, Hoopin, Garner. And Jablonski take chairs. White and Devon Parker return for the cavemen. 3 minutes, third quarter, cavemen 28-26 leaders. Inbounds, Robinson strong to the right side, down from the top of the circle, right to the basket with his ninth point.
Well, he's
tied at 28. And then going up for the shot. And now Tom Wells, not very happy with the reaction from senior Brian Robinson. Robinson will argue that he had all ball on the shooter for Mishawaka, Devon Parker. But the man in stripes who has the whistle is getting paid to make those calls, had a different idea. So 28 all tie with 2:45 third quarter. Will rest in the hands of a free throw shooting sophomore, Devon Parker, misses the front of two.
Oh, hell no.
And now possession. Back in the hands of Parker. Long wait for the free throw and a little too long, but the rebound missed. Put up by A.J. Rosebush. He misses the rebound shot. Pulled down by Goshen. The ball by Barker. Stripped out of his hands. Underneath, White finds Rosebush, and they lay it up in there. That is just a blue-collar caveman effort. Put themselves back up by 230-28.
No question about it. What a great job.
Flat-out blue-collar effort. Now, dribble drive. Right side. Robinson went this way earlier for his shot. This time, he's blocked and fouled by a defender from Mishawaka. K-Man foul, A.J. Rosebush. His second. Substitution number 22, Joe Good, returns. And now returning with a little first aid, Austin Kane. And he's got a whole lot of tissue stuffed up the nostril. Let's hope that does not fail. And now Ron Heklinski will bring C.J. Fisher back in the combination for Rosebush. In 2:19 third quarter, K-Man in their opening game, lead it by two. Inbounds lob to the free throw circle. It is Barker. Dribbles right. Turns. Leans left. Fires a line drive. Rimming. No. It did a 360 on the iron, but did not fall. Pulled down by White for the K-Bend. Quickly the forecourt. Parker. Parker looks right. Fires a two-handed set pass to Snyder. 2:02 to go in the third. K-Bend by two with the possession. Williams dribbles out to the center circle. Right on the big Mishawaka M logo. Now center circle. Parker gives it up. Williams thought about the three. Instead, outside. Three ball. Launched and scored by Snyder. Donovan Snyder with his second triple, his sixth point. Caveman advantage back to five. The, equaling their largest lead at 33-28, a five-point lead. I told you I was excited on opening night. 90 ticks third quarter.
We both are. Don't worry about that.
Joe Good, hash mark right side. Jump pass up to Hogan now. Caveman continuing. Belly-to-belly, man-to-man defense. Quick firing pass inside. Revere back to the basket. double team. Hook pass out across the lane. Bounces to Hogan. Catches. Gives to Barker. He'll try the tray. No. High in the air. Rebound by Kane. Took it out of the hands of McCabe-man. Finds a wide open man under the basket. But Good can't hit the layup. And the rebound by the McCabe-man. Parker up the floor. Into Williams. Baseball pass. Top of the circle to Snyder. 1 minute to go. Third quarter. Snyder, deep right corner, finds C.J. Fisher. Came in calmly, slow it down, and reset the offense against the Goshen, almost like a matchup man-to-man.
Well, and this is where Coach Aclincy is going to want these guys to hold on to the final shot with only 42 seconds left.
Now, hash mark left side, and it's Parker right in front of the K-Man student body. Center floor, Snyder, right side to Fisher. Back center floor, 30 seconds in the half, or in the quarter, rather. Goes to Williams now. Caleb Williams, he's been impressive in his opening night start. Center floor, White, 18 seconds. See when the Cavemen start the offense, about 12. Here they go. Williams dribbles right corner. Hook pass. Finds Snyder. Gives it up. White dribbles the paint. Got a high bounce. Flips it off to Parker. Little 10-footer's good in 3 seconds. 1 second. 80-foot shot up short. Quarter break. Caveman largest lead is 7.
Well, I really like that final shot there by the Caveman. It's that one extra pass too by White over to Parker to drain that nice little 10-footer. That was a great job.
Devon Parker with his fifth point. We go to the quarter break. Mishawaka 35, Goshen 28. Fourth quarter action coming up next here on the Sports Leader, WS. Quarter number four, along with Vince Denario. I'm Brian Miller. Matt Embry, our studio engineer. And he tells me in the left ear that on the U.S. Signcrafters scoreboard, after an intense first half and now a nip-and-tuck third quarter, Memorial leads Central mid-fourth quarter, 53-49. Here in Mishawaka, with a great final minute of chewing up the clock and getting the jumper just before the horn by Devon Parker, enjoying a 7-point advantage here on the home court on opening night. 35-28, and the possession arrow also to the Caveman. They will bring Brayton, Fisher, Williams, Parker, and I'm missing somebody on the court for the Caveman. Also, Rayshawn White. Parker with a deep right point. Caveman picking up where they left off with the patience, and they can be patient. They're up by 7. Faking. Rayshawn dribbles. Kicks it out. Three ball. Right wing. Missed by the Caveman and White. And the rebound down to Goshen at 7:05 to play in regulation. Backcourt now. Newell walking across the timeline. Newell pounds it on the floor. Bouncer to Hogan. Hogan dribbles right side. Got the give and go. Oh, and a great give and go. But an inside feed to Austin Kane. Good defensive awareness and recovery by Mishawaka, but a foul on Mishawaka. And that will be number 13, Caleb Williams, his first.
That's a tough call, because from my vantage point, it looks like he got an awful lot of ball on that defensive switch and coming over, but officials didn't see it that way. So Austin Kane heads to the line for a pair.
So Kane, a southpaw, will toss up free throw number 1. It is good. His first point from the line in his first attempt and his fourth point overall. He averages 4 per contest. So he's right on his average.
What do they call that foul on, Brian?
Foul was on Caleb Williams, his first. 5 on the Caveman here in the second half. 4 on the Redhawks. And wholesale substitutions. We see Hoopengarner return for Mishawaka. Jablonski returns, C.J. Fisher continues, and Dino Donovan Snyder back in there. Three to number 2, Kane hits the bullseye twice, and it makes it a 5-point ball game now, 35-30. Goshen's pulled within 5 with 6:50 to play here in the fourth. Snyder dribbles hash mark left against the Goshen man-to-man defense. Gives it up to Williams, baseline dribble drive, and a reach out with a couple of hands by defender Zach Barker. It'll be a possession common foul. And Bob Schelliger will race here to the scores table to tell us about Barker's first foul. And a couple Redhawks substitutions with Joe Good returning. Joseph Good, the senior, And also number 32, Porter Revere, another senior, 6'5", 205-pounder. He's a specimen. Inbounds Mishawaka. Jablonski, and runs out of time. Ouch. 5-second violation. Ron Heklinski says that was 4.5 seconds, but possession after a chuckle from Bob Schellinger, the near side official. On the turnover, possession back to Goshen, trailing 35-30. They'll work it right to left. Kane deep to the foul line, extension left, now center floor. Gives to Good, baseline dribble drive, runner is up and good. Little floater there by the freshman, Drew Hogan. He's got four on the night, and Goshen, once down by seven, has cut to within three. 6:15 to play in regulation, 35-32, Mishawaka with the lead of the basketball. A.J. Rosebush, deep left point, gives it up to Jablonski. Jablonski on the bounce pass into Rosebush, and from behind, Austin Carr, or Austin Kane, rather. Austin Carr's a pretty good name around here. And that'll be Kane's second foul. Sixth on the team. JV tonight was a nail-biter. Skins won on a buzzer beater, 43-41, in that preliminary game. Starting to live up to the hype here of our spotlight game in varsity action.
Absolutely.
6 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter. 35-32 Mishawaka. Right hash mark Williams. Against the stretching, almost like a matchup zone look by by Goshen defensively against the K-man. Jablonski, far out left side. Right in front of the K-man, Shriblock. Good gathering of students here tonight. Williams. Fakes left, goes right. Dribbles to the wing. Gets a screen. Tries to dribble out of a crowd. Double team. Jump pass out to Rosebush. Now center floor. Finds help to Jablonski. On the wing left to the freshman Williams. Caleb Williams waits, then fires it out center floor. Kidman going to burn some time, although their lead from sevens, but cut to three. 5:20 to play. Jablonski, deep right wing. Looks inside. Hogan right on him defensively. Center floor Williams. Looking. Bounce pass right hash mark. Or left hash mark, rather. Now to Snyder. Snyder, 5:05 to play. To Jablonski. Caveman, ultra patient, and really doing a good job with the ball handling. Williams, center floor. Again, Jablonski. Alley-oop down inside. Hoopengard, catch, fakes, jump, shoots, and rolls it up and in. We're right there with three defenders, but Hoopengarner had just enough finesse to get over top of him.
Exactly right. He went over the top and was able to control it as the defenders went flying by for the easy touch layup.
37-32, Goshen ball, but first a timeout by Michael Wolford and the Redhawks. 4:36 to play. 4:36 on the scoreboard clock. Fourth quarter, Mishawaka by 5, 37-32. We break for this. It's Indiana High School basketball on WSBT. He's Vince D'Addario. I'm Brian Miller. Stay tuned in our postgame show sponsored by Sonic Drive-In for a complete update of our statistics, but also certainly scores from around the area on the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard. The wheels of intensity, the wheels of strategy, and the wheels of excitement are spinning right now, my friend.
Well, of the three, I like the strategy because, you know, I'm fine. It's high school basketball. There's no shot clock. So I'm fine with Mishawaka taking their time on their end of the floor. But the key is when it was a three-point game, you got to finish with points. They were able to do that by getting the ball into Hoopengarner, so now they've got a five-point lead. But the goal, no matter how much time you take off the clock, you've got to end each possession with points.
Inbounds after the Goshen timeout to the Redhawks. On the road, they trailed Mishawaka 37-32. Bounce pass on the give and go. Backdoor play. Hogan finds Good with a perfect bouncer. He's got five, and it's cut now the lead for Mishawaka down to three.
What a nice little backdoor there by the Redhawks. 22 wide open for the easy layup. Joseph Good.
Jablonski working against the stretching man-to-man defense by the Skins. A.J. Rosebush, deep right wing. Hoopengarner with it now. Center floor to Snyder. Topside Williams catches, shoots, and buries the three. The freshman looked like a savvy senior with that. His 10th point.
Steal one from Dick Vitale, the diaper dandy. Top of the key with that three. Looking like he's been doing it his whole career.
40-34. Caveman lead is six. Bounce pass down inside by Robinson. Stolen again by the freshman Caleb Williams. And now with 3:40 to play, Mishawaka will go back in, I won't call it stall game, but the ultra-patient offensive set. Hoopengarner. Deep left wing now to Snyder. Snyder, 3.5 to play. In the corner to Williams. Now to Rosebush. Rosebush dribbles out of crowd. Now back inside. Found an opening. Running left-handed hook shot up. No good. The timing of that shot, not something Ron Hezlinski is very happy about. And then a foul after the miss on the play by Mishawaka. Nick Hoopengarner whistled for the foul. His fourth, team sixth. Substitution, C.J. Fisher returns for Hoopengarner. And the Cobb foul inbounds to Goshen. Well, actually, Hoopengarner's still in there. Either way, Fisher in the lineup at 3:15 to play. Six-point Mishawaka lead, Red Hawk basketball. Caveman stretching out the matchup. Corner left, three ball, put up, missed by Newell. Had a wide open look, couldn't get it to fall. Caveman weak side rebound at 3 minutes to play. Long pass up the court. Left corner now to Snyder. Center court now, Jablonski. Now to Williams. Williams outside to Fisher. Fisher looks to Hoopengarner. 2:44 to play. Caveman 40, Red Hawks 34. Jump pass. Right in front of the Mishawaka bench to Williams. Dribbles into a little bit of a crowd. Double team, but he gets it outside to Jablonski. Jablonski with the defender muscling up belly to belly on the next duel. Now Jablonski at a timeout, Mishawaka. Jed Blasko, assistant coach of the game, begging Rod Hezlinski to burn the TO, and they'll burn a 30-second timeout. Timeout, Mishawaka. We'll do the same. 2:25 left on the fourth quarter scoreboard clock. Came in by 6, 40-34. Back after this on WSBT. Here from WSBT Radio in South Bend, we're live from Mishawaka High School, the Cave, the oldest existing active gymnasium here in the Hoosier land, seeing a barn burner tonight. After the timeout by Mishawaka, they lead it by 6 and get the inbounds off to the far left corner, but a double team, triple team, jump pass. Oh, great save by C.J. Fisher. Dribbles to the corner, finds Jablonski, misses the three, weak side rebound, on the floor, loose ball like a hockey scramble, and finally Fisher comes up with it, and a timeout taken by Mishawaka after Fisher dives on the loose ball. Wow. Exactly 2 minutes, fourth quarter. That last 35 seconds was as intense as you're going to find. And we're going to keep it right here.
Well, and you're never going to have a problem with Mishawaka guys diving on the floor, making things happen. They're not afraid to get quote-unquote dirty. I realize we're inside. They're not afraid to get down and make it happen. And that comes from the head coach. He's more active than any other head coach that you generally see. And his personality is definitely in his players.
A couple of updates for us and the fans. Certainly here, Vince, on the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard for WSBT. A final, our first final from the area tonight. Homestead, the Spartans have defeated the Warsaw Tigers 53-44. And last report, third quarter, Riley led Northridge by 10. And also over at Northside Gym in the battle for the Longfellow Award and certainly the bragging rights of Elkhart. The good guys against the good guys, as they call it over in that city. Blazers and Chargers, Central Memorial, the blue versus the red. Memorial last report had a lead late fourth quarter by 7.
Only one more to go in that series after this one, right?
And you know what? That part is a crying shame.
You're not wrong.
I covered that game a whole bunch of times. And let me tell you, a lot of fun. Inbounds, Caveman. After Ron Hezlinski, Helter Skelter timeout. 2 minutes to go. 40-34. Caveman and the defense collapsing down on the far left side. They tried to double team C.J. Fisher. And a reach-in foul on the Redhawks, Drew Hogan. I'm here to tell you, we've certainly seen two freshmen play spectacular basketball tonight. Caleb Williams off the bench for Mishawaka. Drew Hogan playing the point and carrying a lot of the load for the Redhawks. He's had a great ball game. That was his first foul, team seventh. So 1-1 here now for Donovan Snyder. Dino taking his first trips to the stripe tonight and on the season. He'll rattle the free throw up, in and out, no good. And the rebound down to Goshen. Collected with authority by Porter Revere. And now with 1:47 to play, Goshen chasing 6. off to the far left side. Dribble drive, running around, in and out. That one did not fall by Hogan. Rebound put up, forced up a bit by Good, and the shot is blocked by the caveman. A rebound, Mishawaka, and then a kicking violation defensively by Goshen after A.J. Rosebush had possession of the basketball.
That's a good call by the official. Went off his leg, so that's definitely a kick ball. The Red Hawks didn't like the call, but I think it was the right one.
So possession, caveman, and Goshen will pick up full court. So actually, half court, full court pressure. And as soon as they get across the timeline, bang, here comes a trap. Williams works left side against the double team. Ball knocked away. Somehow he saved it. Hook pass across the far right side. Collected there by Snyder. Redhawks playing chase him right now. And it's keep away for the caveman with a minute three to play. Williams, double team, triple team, ball deflected on a kick. As I just threw my red pen about two rows down.
See, you're getting excited. Oh, game one of the season.
Gonna have to go to the alternate pencil. See, I have a color code.
I
black
know.
Stats in the first quarter, green second, blue third, red fourth.
So you got backup pencil. You're ready to go.
Overtime and pencil when everything else fails. Bounce pass to the corner right side. Now Williams dribbles out of the crowd, circles around against two and now three defenders, and then C.J. Fisher to Jablonski, and Jablonski's hacked foul, and he'll go to the line. 1-1 now for the cavemen. Mishawaka has committed six fouls, so if they commit a foul, Goshen will go to the line.
Right.
They want to stay away from that.
Absolutely.
Six-point Mishawaka leads, 40-34 tally. 49 seconds to go, and Jablonski, who missed a free throw earlier, cans this one. Another Manette.
Well, and these are big free throws here. Even just making that first one, it's now a three-possession game with less than a minute to go. So big, big free throw by Jablonski.
And this one caroms off the left side of the rim and off the back iron, no good. 41-34, a seven-point game. Left corner, the give and go from three, missed by Good. It is no good. Rebounded by Mishawaka and Snyder. Snyder hands off now to Williams and a reach in foul. This one's not over. Cavemen, to help put the nail in the coffin, have to hit the free throws. And that can be kind of gut-wrenching in pressuristic situations. And free throws up and good by Caleb Williams. He's passed the test tonight.
Ice in his veins, man. I'm impressed.
The eye test and the physicality test.
He does not look like your typical 14-year-old.
No. Second free throw. This one is off the iron. It rattles in and out. No. Came in 2 for 4 here in the last minute at the free throw line. Dribble drive. Robinson kicks it right corner. Three ball launch it good by Newell. His second triple is 8 points. And quickly a timeout by Michael Wolford and the Goshen Redhawks. We'll take a break. 24 ticks to go. Fourth quarter. Mishawaka lead cut to 5. 42-37. Caveman with the lead. We're back after this timeout. 30-second break on WSBT. Back here to the Cave at Mishawaka High School. There's also girls action going on tonight and on the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard. A heartbreaking road loss for the Mishawaka girls as they fall to South Bend St. Joe. Northern Indiana Conference girls action 43-42. Back to the timeout and live action that followed the Goshen TO. Backcourt inbounds and a race and a chase to the basketball. And finally a Zach Barker reach-in foul, which is his second. Team's 10th, so double bonus time the rest of the way with 18 seconds to go. And the cavemen are here looking to add to their 5-point current advantage of 42-37. You know, here's another point. We talked about the Memorial Central end of that rivalry coming up when Elkhart goes to one single high school again.
Yeah.
And here in another season or year and a half from now, this will be a conference game. And certainly the boys' basketball schedule will look a whole lot different when the cavemen more or less assume Memorial's NLC schedule requirement.
It's going to be hard for me to wrap my mind around that one. And you as a head coach here at this school, I can't even imagine Because you get used to playing certain teams.
Topside three, forced up miss by Robinson. Loose ball, rebound, kicked out. The freshman, Hogan, launches, misses. No, rebound, Hoopengarner saves it underneath. The basket, an easy lay-in by Joe Good, is up and good. And then a timeout, Goshen with a second to go, but a five-point ball game.
Well, and Goshen's in desperation mode at this point. They're going to be putting up threes, whether they're open or not, and able to get a nice two-pointer there by Joe Good.
Probably going to be a little bit too late for the Red Hawks in their come-from-behind effort here.
We'll
keep it right here. 44-39 Cavemen are going to pass the test on opening night and then await a doubleheader weekend, if you will, or week next week when these Cavemen go for a makeup game versus Elkhart Memorial to Northside Gym Wednesday, December the 5th. And then they're back here next Friday in our next broadcast game here on WSBT against the South Bend Riley Wildcats when they open the Northern Indiana Conference portion of the boys' basketball schedule. But we'll be here next Friday night with the action. Yeah, you're stuck with me, fans, and Vince another week. Sean will continue his luxurious vacation.
I will say that I personally am okay with that. And you're right, well-deserved by Sean. One of the hardest working guys in radio, doing high school, doing Notre Dame hockey, wherever you need him, that's where that man is, that's for sure.
So inbounds Mishawaka. It will have the run of the end line. A.J. Rosebush will trigger it with 1.4 seconds to go. Bounce pass comes in through the hands of Jablonski. Loose ball picked up, thrown up by Newell, no good, and there is the horn. So an opening night victory for the Mishawaka Cavemen. In a hotly contested high school boys basketball game, the Cavemen in their first outing against Goshen's third contest of the season. The host Cavemen come out on top. Final score, Mishawaka 44, the Goshen Redhawks 39. We invite you to stay tuned. The Sonic postgame show is coming up next. We'll check scoring. We'll check statistics. We'll get some postgame thoughts from Vince Denario. And certainly we'll have an update for you. We'll have an update for you, rather, on the U.S. Signcrafter scoreboard from Matt Embry in our WSBT studios. One more time, our final score here tonight. Mishawaka on opening night, a boys basketball winner. 44-39 over Goshen. You heard it here on the Sports Leader. Your home for Mishawaka Cavemen Sports, powered by Middleton Engineering. 960 AM and 96.1 FM, WSBT Radio, South Bend. Back for the postgame show after this.